Money Radio, thanks for joining us today. Pleasure to welcome Kane Fisher. He is Director of Family Law at Rose Law Group. Kane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Sinclair.
You handle all sorts of domestic relations, family law matters, and of course, we've seen a recent Supreme Court ruling, too, actually, that apply to family law. Specifically, DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act, was repealed, and Prop 8, the law out of California, was turned back. A couple of the more important Supreme Court decisions that we've seen in a long time.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I've been doing high-conflict, high-asset divorces for quite some time, and, you know, with the exception of a couple of cases involving affirmative action there in Michigan a few years back and some election cases, I can't really recall a more monumental, groundbreaking decision, at least as it pertains to a public policy issue, since Roe v. Wade. I mean, this is amazing stuff here. The ramifications as to how this is all going to play out are yet to be seen, but it's really an exciting time. But the future is very unclear, so I'm curious to see how this all plays out.
Well, it doesn't make same-sex marriage legal in all states in the union. In fact, there's only about a dozen or so where that does currently apply, so moving forward, this is going to be a state-by-state battle to work that out. Now, that being said, what does it mean for a same-sex couple who are not in a state where same-sex marriage is legal?
Well, therein lies the problem. You're absolutely correct. 38 states don't recognize same-sex marriages. And really what DOMA did was say, hey, look, if there's a state that recognizes a same-sex marriage, we're going to go ahead and extend federal benefits. There were over 1,100 federal benefits that were withheld from these individuals. They're now going to be extended to these individuals. But the Supreme Court didn't go as far as saying, hey, look, same-sex marriages are constitutional or they're appropriate. In fact, Justice Scalia wrote a very scathing dissent basically saying, we shouldn't even be doing this. We shouldn't even be talking about this at all. It's up to the states. And for the most part, that's still true at this point. In the Prop 8 case, they punted. The Supreme Court said, look, used a procedural technicality to kind of not deal with the issue, which in effect allowed for these same-sex marriage states to continue forward with their, you know, issuing same-sex marriage certificates. The interesting question is, let's say you have a same-sex couple that now gets legitimately married in California, which is a same-sex marriage state at this point. And let's say they even adopt a child in that state, and then this couple moves to Arizona. Now, Arizona, at least at this point, doesn't recognize same-sex marriages. It's against public policy, and Arizona doesn't recognize same-sex adoptions. So you have this couple living here, let's say, for the next 10 years, and all of a sudden there's some sort of issue. Yes, this couple is getting federal benefits still, living in the state of Arizona, but that couple can't get divorced. They can't go to the court and seek orders regarding legal decision-making, parenting time, child support, spousal maintenance, all of those sorts of things that are dealt with in divorce cases. And they can't get any state benefits. You know, just as an example, I mean, you've got a couple that can now, in Arizona, say they're residents of Arizona, they can file a joint federal tax return and then have to turn around and file a separate state return, at least from my understanding of how things work. And frankly, I'm not a tax expert, but I don't even know if that's possible. And so the situation that it causes, this couple now has to, and say they moved to Arizona for a very high-paying job, a career opportunity, this couple, one of them, has to pick up. And Arizona's domicile requirement is one of you has to live here for 90 days. So they've met that. But since Arizona doesn't recognize same-sex marriages, they can't get divorced here. So they have to pick up one of them and move to a state. And let's say they're in the Northeast. All of those states, with the exception of Pennsylvania, recognize same-sex. What are they? And they say they live in Massachusetts. Where do they have to, you know, move? I mean, it's causing a situation where people are having to move just to get divorced.
Now, when I heard about the rulings from the Supreme Court, one of the ideas that I thought of was this is going to be a lot of work for accountants, for family law practices, for estate planning practices, for wedding planners as well, probably.
Well, sure. I mean, you've got situations where now same-sex couples are going to attorneys to get prenups. They're going, now that their 401ks can be divided, presumably at this point, in the context of a divorce, they're going and doing estate plans. Let's think about immigration. With the passage, with striking down DOMA, it opens up immigration rights.
Yeah.
To people, non-citizens. I mean, you've got a spouse that lives in California, and the spouse has been deported or whatever and lives in Mexico. It now opens the door for that non-citizen spouse to get a green card.
I guess what this really
guaranteed, but yeah. You know.
I guess what this really says is, since there is so much that is still up in the air, the best thing to do is to plan ahead, find out as much as you can, and realize that even though these are historic rulings, it doesn't make the waters clear on all issues, and so it is incumbent upon the individual to do as much planning as possible for their own individual situation. If folks would like to contact you, Kane Fisher at Rose Law Group, how do they find you?
They can go to the website, our firm's website, www.roselawgroup.com. Our general phone number is 480-505-3936.
roselawgroup.com. Kane, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sinclair. I appreciate you having me.